So hello and a really warm welcome to our podcast, Successful Student Transitions, A Time to Thrive, hosted by Louise Wiles and me, Elizabeth Gillis. And you'll likely know in our podcast, we aim to be a companion for young people as they step out of school and into the world of work and study and help them thrive in new environments. And our podcasts are about that physical and emotional world of transition.
Hello, it's Louise here. And before we get into the content of today's podcast, we want to share some exciting news. You know, at the moment, students all over the UK are preparing for the transition to university life. In fact, there's an amazing 425,680 people preparing to start a new university course this autumn. And it's an exciting but also challenging time for students, parents and families alike. So today we are really excited to announce that our course designed to support students through the university transition called Thrive in Your First Weeks at University, a framework for arriving and settling well, is now live and ready for students to access. Now, if you're familiar with this podcast, you'll know that our content is designed to support student transitions with a focus on developing healthy strategies for maintaining well-being during times of change and transition. Starting university, moving away from home, making new friends and living independently for the first time can be an emotionally daunting experience, and understandably so. This course is structured around four modules, all designed to guide students through the ups and downs of the adjustment process, helping them to embrace change, arrive, adjust, settle, and ultimately thrive in their new lives. So if you find as a student that you are flip-flopping, understandably, around emotionally at the moment, and you want to get a handle on how to manage the highs and lows of this transition experience, then we suggest you take a look at the course. Go to successfulstudenttransitions.com/course offer. And there you can learn more about the course, its content, and the special offer we have waiting for you, available until September 30th. And if you're a parent listening, then why not consider buying this as a gift for your young adult? And if you are an educator, maybe this would be a helpful resource for your students. So that link again is successfulstudenttransitions.com/course offer. We look forward to supporting you as you embark on your exciting university adventure.
Recently, we've been focused on the time when students go to university, which is indeed a big change. But today, Louise and I are going to be discussing something a bit different. What happens if you are not moving physically? There's been some change, but that physical part is not there. You're not moving to a new place. What if you're staying? What if you're a stayer? What if you're staying and there's a lot of movement with other people around you? Louise and I have been talking about this, especially when thinking about students leaving school, and some students won't be going straight to university. They might be taking a gap year or a bit of a break. They're likely to be staying, maybe getting a job or thinking about travelling. But their friends might be going on the way to university. So they're not really in that physical movement like other people are. And for parents, well, we have to be thinking about them too. At this time of the year, they might be busy supporting their young adult with things to prepare for that move to university. And this is indeed, Louise and I both done it. It's a busy time. And then the student's gone, the young adult's gone. So parents are at this point, the stayers. But the stayers are also in a bit of change too. So they're not just staying. There's something else going on for them. Other examples may be students who have opted to stay in the same school while others have chosen to leave. And sometimes that happens, Louise, doesn't it? At that point of sixth form, some people change at that point. Mm. Or they might be there because other people are changing. And there might be teachers anticipating the change when they go back to school because they've had a well-established team and some teachers have left. So they're back to square one again. Or, you know, as we said, you might be that gap year student or you might be the parent. So there's lots of people who are stayers, and we want to dedicate this episode, this podcast to you. Louise, what are your kind of like experience of being a stayer or supporting a stayer?
Yeah, many. But as we're just listening to you hear you saying all of that, it just made me think, you know, I guess the core topic of our podcast is all about change, but change doesn't necessarily have to be physical, does it? Would it actually have to be moving from one location to the other for change to be happening? It can be, you know, a different form of change. And so for me, yes, change as a parent, so I totally relate to those parents for whom students or kids are, you know, moving on to university, work placements, whatever, but out of the home to a new environment. So that physical change, but then obviously not for the parent, not a physical change. And also having lived abroad for quite a number of years, every summer, and Elizabeth, you'll relate to this, probably from about April onwards, the conversation would turn to those who were leaving, because everything seemed to revolve around the academic year. So often work change, i.e. employees left roles abroad during the summer vacation. So it would be about, well, who was going to be leaving, coming to the end of their assignment period in one location and moving on to another. And so you would be very aware of that conversation and watching people make quite complex relocation decisions, but knowing yourself that you were actually going to be staying and saying goodbye to them. So you're very much involved in that whole conversation, but then knowing that you would be staying. And I guess that's the same for parents. So you've been involved in that uni conversation for so long. You've observed your kids, you're working through those exams and getting to this stage now. And then suddenly there's going to be this space created by them leaving and you will be staying. So yeah, that's been my sort of my experiences of staying. And they've been multiple, and they definitely have had an impact. I think, you know, watching people leave can be really difficult, and yeah. It can be quite a challenging time for those who are staying, because those who are leaving have all the excitement and anticipation of the new beginning, whereas those who are staying just see the gap, and so that can be challenging.
Yeah, and I think it's important to think about, well, it is challenging for the stayers. Actually, I'm a stayer at the moment because a good friend of mine is leaving London and moving abroad. And she's been around and part of my life for such a long time. And I'm having to kind of like, you know, get to grips with that in a way, just like we get to grips with our change. But this is, I think you're right, it is a change within ourselves and a change for other people. So we have to acknowledge that even although we might not be going anywhere, there is change around us. And it brings to mind a couple of kind of stories of work and things that I remember around it. Was that I remember a good, you know, another friend who was taking her last daughter to school. She was 5, and going to school that morning, she made it really special and was saying to her daughter, "Oh, this is the last day, you know, you're going to be with mom, and this is you going off to school." And there obviously was a tinge of loss in it, because her daughter turned round to her at 5 and said, "Oh, mom, you'll get over it." so that kind of that acknowledgement for the stare was a really important thing, or for somebody else. Who I know, another young student who said, actually, you know, every time I make friends, they leave. So she was using her voice as a stare to say, I'm not going to make friends anymore. Mm-hmm. So you can see some people might put up those kind of barriers or boundaries, like it's too painful to do that. So you have to look at when people start to be very protective of themselves, because it can be painful to be a stayer, to be that constant stayer when there's flux all around you. So I think that's one of the reasons we have to really focus on the stayers, because they have needs too.
Yeah.
People might be very busy thinking, oh, we've got to give these people a good goodbye, which of course is important, but we also have to do things for the stayers too.
Yeah, I think that is so important. And I've noticed I'm on quite a number of parent student chats on Facebook and various other forums for university, you know, people going to university, and I've noticed this kind of conversation amongst parents, you know,
the sadness that the kids are moving on, yeah, and it's sort of recognizing this life stage, you know, kids moving to become more independent and the next step towards adulthood and leaving home, challenging, but also noticing the change in behavior of some students as well. And I think this is a real feature of this kind of, when people are moving on, often they start to disengage with the sort of emotional environment in which they live. And I noticed this very much living abroad. As people started to, made a decision they were leaving, they would start to disengage from the environment. They would tell me all the reasons why this wasn't the best place for them to be living. And that was so tough because I was staying. It was my life. I still loved it. So it was difficult to hear, but I could understand and I could recognize what was going on. And so I think the same often happens with young people as they're getting their mind around this moving away from home and this step towards independence. They start to move away from parents, sometimes emotionally, and they can be quite difficult to live with. It can be quite hurtful because they don't want to be involved so much at home. Perhaps they're out more. They're kind of starting to make that to disconnect physically. And parents notice that they're not around, they're not as engaged, they're perhaps not being as very pleasant as well, because of course they're a little bit concerned about what's coming next, but perhaps they want to eat it. So as a parent, as a stayer, you're having to deal with those emotional issues as well, which sort of heightens the challenge for you yourself.
So for those stayers, you know, I think you're right, it's absolutely right. They might get all the reasons why you shouldn't be here, and you've decided you are going to stay. And you might get those people starting to be a bit distant for you, or even making that goodbye fraught with arguments, because sometimes people will do that to leave easier if they don't really know how to make a good goodbye. And it might stir up some feelings in you when you hear those stories of, oh, it's going to be so much better here because this is how it's going to be and this is there and I'm so glad I don't have to deal with this anymore. It might stir up some feelings in you about, should I be going too? So as a stayer, it's quite an emotional kind of time for you too, when you have to say, well, no, I'm staying for these reasons, and we'll think about what's the good things that we can do to help stayers. Well, I think it's not just the leavers that have this kind of emotional world. It's often the stayers too. It's difficult for them because often they're busy thinking about other people. And then if you have to think, well, what about me? Some people might think, well, gosh, that's selfish to think about me because I'm staying here. So, of course, Elizabeth's going to say this is a time when I would say this is when you need a lot of compassion for yourself to say it is hard. It is hard to kind of be the one that kind of stays behind. And of course, the other thing that Louise and I would say at this time, RAFT is about people who are leaving and also about people who are staying. And you've heard us talk about RAFT many times. And so a quick thing, it's the R, the A, the F, and the T. The R is about reconciliation, about recognizing change. The A is about affirming, appreciating what's gone well. The F is about farewell. And the T is about thinking ahead or think destination. And equally important for people who are staying to kind of work through this. And you know, I've used this a lot with this over this holiday with people who are staying, who've decided to stay in the same place. And of course, you know, when we're thinking about that move then for stayers, some people are able to make that option for themselves, but sometimes it's made for them. So sometimes parents might be making that when they're younger, making that say, no, I think you should stay now. You should stay in the school or stay in this place. Or there might be other factors around that maybe you don't have necessarily all the control or say about why you're staying.
Yes, and I kind of put just to highlight that would be perhaps some students who haven't made the grades, haven't got their university choices, and so they are staying and surprised perhaps to be staying, disappointed to be staying. So recognize you might be dealing with that kind of stayer as well.
Yeah. So Let's think about the raft then and how we would use it for a stair. So the raft, again, acknowledging that this is change for you. It's not just change for other people, but it is change for you. And to think and really feel about your feelings are real for you. Like, you know that somebody else is going off, but recognize that this is change for you. You know, are there any repairs that you need to do between you and the person leaving? But also be thinking about owning this. This is a time of change for you. So noticing that within yourself. The A would be about appreciating what's gone well in this time of where there's a big change in school. And not just about that just kind of ending because everybody else is leaving, or you might feel that there's a lot of movement, but thinking about, well, how can you continue that? It's not going to be the total end. How can you use this knowledge? And also about really leaning into the value that you bring as being a stayer somewhere. You will bring consistency, you'll bring knowledge, you'll bring the value of knowing the place really well, you'll bring the value of maybe being welcoming to the new people coming in. There'll be a lot of great value in you in being a stayer. So I think you really have to kind of hold on to that. And Louise, you often talk about as well, we'll maybe talk in the tea as well, but about knowing your purpose, why you're being in that place, being that stayer.
Yeah. I was just thinking as you said that, I think, okay, I'm going to put my parent hat on again as well here. So for the ones who have perhaps their kids moving off elsewhere, university, gap year, placement years, whatever, and seeing them disengage a bit, perhaps be a bit awkward and difficult and challenging. I know as a parent that can be really difficult to take. I think the value that we offer as parents though is our ability to be that consistent presence for them. So I think at this stage it's really important to take a deep breath. I'm not saying to be awkward all over. I mean, there are conversations to be had around that if that's what's happening. But for those people to know that you as a stayer are there to offer that sort of safety blanket, if you like, and you're there to listen and support when and if necessary. So you're that consistent presence. I think that's really important. That takes a lot though, I know. But if you can see the value in that for the long term, I think that's really helpful at this stage, because it's at this stage that the relationship could fracture if you become too over demanding and don't recognize that their behavior is generally, and okay, and can't say this for everybody, but generally it's a response to the change that they're facing and some of the challenge they see, and perhaps some of the worry, concern they have around it, which they haven't been able to articulate or don't feel they want to articulate or are not even perhaps consciously aware of at this stage and therefore able to articulate, but it's coming out in behavior. And I think as parents, recognizing that and taking it on the chin almost to a point is important for the longer term relationship.
And back to that name it to tame it, to know that change brings up a lot of emotions for us. Mm-hmm. And, for a young person, they're going off into, if they're going to university or if they're having a gap year or whatever they're doing, to know that, even although they might not be physically moving somewhere, they're staying around as a gap student or something, to appreciate that for your young adult, seeing other friends going off in different places might be really hard for them. Mm. And the person they could take it out on is likely their parent. Not always the kind of best strategy, but for you as the parent to know this is what will often happen and to be able to kind of articulate back, gosh, it's hard to see your other friends going to university and you're staying or you're choosing to do something else. So not an easy time. And those, the F in the raft is about, we talk about farewells and being able to touch and tolerate difficult times during these. And maybe those emotional things are really important. But, losing friends is hard. Losing people that are moving off and going to different places is hard. Maybe the questions are around, well, what's it like being a stayer? Like, tuning into that. What's it like to be maybe a constant stayer or this time a stayer, and to be able to know what that is for you. It's important to understand those feelings that you have at times of farewells, and not feel that guilty about it.
I think I might add to that as well. Just thinking about, you know, being the stayer, people moving on, and at that point when people make that move. So when we watch people do it internationally, when we were both living abroad, but also as students watch perhaps their friends going to university, they're going to this new environment, which is, the change is intense. You know, they're adjusting to a new place, new people. It can become all consuming. And so for a while, I think the stayers probably also feel pretty excluded. You know, there perhaps won't be the space for them as friends in the way that there was. So the friendships, the nature of friendships will be changing and evolving. And I think the message I would send to people who are staying and feeling that is, you know, give those people some space and recognize what's going on for them. But there will be space again for you. And it's just a question of giving them that initial space, but then keeping that contact and being interested and pursuing their friendship. I listened to a podcast the other day where they were saying, you know, you're moving to university and your school friends don't come too. And, you know, it's kind of like a, you know, we're moving on to a new environment. And I totally disagree with that, because I think, yeah, some friendships evolve and change. It doesn't mean friendships have ended. And I think that's a really important thing to say, because I think in the international environment, kids often think that is the case, friendships end. And so if they're moving every 3 years, they can develop this habit where they move on to the next set of friendships and let the others go. And then that becomes a pattern for life, and they don't have that consistency with friendships. But it's so important, I think, to know that friendships evolve, they change, but they don't necessarily end, and that you can put the effort and time into nurturing them longer term. And I'd encourage you to do that. You know, where it serves you, obviously, if the friendship's moved on, then it doesn't serve you anymore, that's fine. But don't do it with every friendship, is what I would say.
So part of that farewell for a stayer is thinking about how you'll be in touch with the people that have moved on, and a bit like what serves you, because I agree, you know, it's not an end. It's a not of this is one thing, you know, starting and another thing finishing. You can decide to continue those things and be in touch with those people that have moved on. And I think it will likely be really important for the people leaving, but really important for you too, to know that you can maintain those connections.
Yeah, and I guess for parents with their young people going to university, they will all have different needs in terms of connection with you. And so as a parent, it's working out what they want and recognizing it's not the same for every kid. So if you're talking to another parent and they say, oh, my daughter or son texts me every day and yours doesn't, it's once a week, doesn't mean that there's any less love or feeling between you and your child. It's just different. And that, you know, I know in my family, I connect with my parents and have done, you know, every week, 2 weeks, but certainly not every day. And I know other members of the family, aunts, they connect every day, but doesn't make my love for my parents any less or their love for me. It's just we have a different way of keeping that connection going. So I just, you know, that's really important to know, and not to be thinking, oh, I'm not succeeding as a parent in this sense because they're not texting me every day. You know, agree that form of communication, set expectations, and then be happy with it.
And that values both the leaver and the stayer, doesn't it?
Yes. Yeah.
So it's a conversation about how we're going to do this, so that not one person has more needs than another, which I think is quite a good thing, because often the people that are leaving do tend to get more attention. And so the last bit about RAFT is thinking about ahead, and I would especially think about stayers, about helping them think about those first days and weeks when they're a new stayer, when they're kind of starting their staying journey, about how they look after themselves, what kind of things are they going to do to prioritise their needs, thinking about the opportunities that they have. And Louise, you would also say about thinking about their purpose of why they're staying and what they want to do in that place, wouldn't you?
Yeah. And I think if we're talking about, for example, students going to uni or moving on to whatever is coming next for them and they're leaving the home environment, you know, a big part of what made your life as a parent meaningful has changed. It's not gone, it's just changed. And your family, the nature of your family will change, and the connection and everything. So that sort of meaning changes slightly and perhaps leaves some space for some new meaning longer term. So it's perhaps a time to start thinking, well, what else would I like to be spending time doing, thinking about, focusing on, if there's that space and if you feel so inclined, and giving yourself that opportunity to do that thinking is definitely important.
I agree. And also sometimes people might be pressurizing you into doing that new stuff or welcoming new people into the place. And I think you've got to be, I'm going to say, a bit cautious on that, in that think about what you need and not think about what other people want you to do. Mm-hmm. You're setting up this kind of change for you. So we're kind of saying, own your own change. You know, someone, you've responded to other people leaving. So you need to kind of really respond to this, your own change of the things that's within your remit, about how you look after yourself, how you use your strengths. And I think importantly, how you give yourself compassion at this time when you might be feeling a sense of loss and a little bit of uncertainty about how this place that you knew well has changed, and it's not really necessarily anything that you've done to change it.
Yeah, man, that's very, very true. Yeah.
So for all the stayers out there, I think it's a time to kind of do those three things that I said, and think about, it's not selfish to look after yourself at this time. It's really an important thing to do. And so we're kind of, especially in this episode, aren't we, Louise, thinking about, you know, the gap students that are staying or, you know, being busy doing new things. And for parents being stayers when their kids are going off to university, those are important staying tasks for yourself and for other people.
Thank you so much for listening. Now, ironically, when Elizabeth and I recorded the session, I was thinking that my daughter was going to be a stayer this year. She was thinking about having a gap year. Then suddenly, an exam remark meant she was offered a place at her first choice university. And within 5 days, she packed up and left for sports pre-season training. This has all happened in the past week. Suddenly, she was thrown into the transition experience, and my husband and I became the stayers. And it's given me cause to reflect on the content of this podcast. And I thought I would share a few of my insights with you, because I know there's going to be many parents who are stayers perhaps listening to this. So I want to first of all acknowledge, you know, this is a time of transition for us all, not just for our kids. We went from, in my case, as a family, we went from not going to going in the space of 24 hours, a complete turnaround. And psychologically, that was tough. You know, we tried to do some of the good goodbyes, some celebrating, but that was rushed. And I really feel we still have some catching up with the whole experience to do. In the house, there's an empty space. And yes, that feels strange. And I'm sure other parents can relate to that too. And I find myself looking back and reflecting on our past as a family. I'm consciously looking at the good and the happy memories and feeling gratitude for those. But I do catch myself at times thinking about some of the more challenging emotional times and feeling that sense of sadness welling up. But I pause and then recognize that this actually is all part of this reconciliation process. Reconciled to the change, but also the path that has led us to where we are now. And I think that's really important. I feel the sense of change, almost the seasonal sense of change that this brings. You know, we're moving, my husband and I, to a new life stage, an empty nest. And it feels important.
it feels like it's one that we need to take the time and the space to acknowledge and reflect on. I feel sad at times, but that's okay, and I'm learning to live with that. I'm also called to support my daughter, who, like all new students, is riding the roller coaster of new beginnings. You know, we've had the tiredness, the tears, wanting the comforts of home. And I know that this is just the beginning of the journey, and I know how important it is for me to hold that vision for her, to remind her of her why when it feels tough. And I also know as a parent, it will feel tough at times. Also, I remind her about some of the basic things, you know, the well-being basics. And you're probably not surprised to hear me say that, but things like sleeping and eating. You know, it's really scary how quickly they can be impacted by the build-up of the impact of, you know, this, the overwhelm of the new situation, but also the socials, the late nights, and for her, the long training sessions. It really is an assault on all of their senses, and this can take a physical toll. So I'm really conscious that encouraging her to find time for herself, to have some sleep and to eat well is really important. So those are just some of my thoughts, the ones that I've sort of corralled together for this podcast today. But I really want to say to all of you out there, all the parents and carers of the over 400,000 plus students in moving on to this next exciting life stage. No, yes, you are a stayer, but you have an important role to fulfill. They may be absent, but they're not gone, and they really will be looking for your support. And remember to look after yourself as well. So with that, thank you so much for listening to this episode. We'll be back soon with the next. Bye-bye for now. And now for the legal bits. The information contained in this podcast is for information purposes only. The content is not intended to act as a substitute for professional advice. Please do not delay in seeking professional help for any medical or mental health condition. Use of the information in this podcast and associated materials is at the user's own risk.